Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Argentina, raising awareness of the persecution in China during G20 summit. Taiwan, I cannot understand why the Chinese Communist Party is persecuting them. Australia, Falun Gong shines in Christmas parades. A call to conscience, how a Beijing transplant doctor's visit to Israel was canceled. Ecuador, learning about Falun Gong at the International Book Fair. And Malaysia, public supportive of Falun Gong at community event. Now for the stories.
Argentina, raising awareness of the persecution in China during G20 summit. The Falun Dafa Association in Argentina submitted over 30,000 petitions to Argentina's president, Mauricio Macri, on November 27th, prior to the start of the G20 summit in Buenos Aires. The petition urged the president to talk with Chinese leader Xi Jinping during their meeting on December 2nd to stop the suppression in China. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, a spiritual practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, has been persecuted by former communist leader Jiang Zemin and the Communist Party since July 1999. Over 4,200 practitioners have lost their lives as a result of torture during police custody, according to information obtained by the Minghui website. Petition signatures have been collected to help stop the persecution. The petitions were signed by citizens from both Argentina and neighboring countries who have learned about the persecution through news media and practitioners' events. For more than a decade, practitioners have been raising awareness to end the persecution and bring Jiang to justice. The letter submitted to the Argentinian president listed some of the progress made in Argentina. A judge on an Argentina federal court issued an arrest warrant on December 17, 2007, for Jiang Zemin and his follower Luo Gan, the former head of the 610 office. The two high-ranking officials were charged with crimes against humanity. The judge ordered the Interpol Department of the Federal Police of Argentina to carry out the arrest. Influenced by the Chinese embassy in Argentina, the case was temporarily halted. It was later reopened following consistent efforts from human rights advocates. When Xi visited Argentina on July 18, 2014, practitioners held rallies near the Sheraton Hotel, the Presidential Office Building, and the National Congress Palace, calling for an end to the suppression and to bring Jiang to justice. Thugs hired by the Chinese embassy repeatedly harassed and attacked practitioners during the visit. Argentinian police arrested one deputy military attaché from the embassy for crossing the police barricade and attacking practitioners.
Taiwan. I cannot understand why the Chinese Communist Party is persecuting them. Taiwan is visited frequently by mainland Chinese, who are often surprised by the freedom in Taiwan as compared to their homeland. Falun Dafa practitioners hold activities and reach out to Chinese tourists at the most popular tourist sites in Taiwan to introduce the peaceful mind-body cultivation practice and expose the ongoing persecution of the practice in China. These activities are often the first opportunity for visitors from China to learn about Falun Dafa beyond the lies perpetrated by the Chinese regime. Approximately 5,000 Falun Dafa practitioners assembled at Freedom Square in Taipei on November 24th to form a large image of the book Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa. They also demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises. In addition to the practitioners from Taiwan, more than 600 participants came from Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand, Hong Kong, Canada, Australia, Sweden, Finland, and Brazil. Wu Qingxiang, who designed the pattern, said, "Juan Falun is the main book of the teachings that guide Falun Dafa practitioners. The book has been translated into more than 40 languages. The English version is depicted here. The teachings in Juan Falun are profound. We want to share them with everyone because we have benefited from them both physically and spiritually. We want people to know that Falun Dafa is important." Many tourists were attracted to the magnificent scene of so many practitioners working in harmony. Freedom Square is one of the tourist spots in Taiwan where practitioners regularly hold activities. Another location is Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall. The tour guides at Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall have seen practitioners' activities for many years, so they are familiar with the practice and know about the persecution in China. When tourists from China hesitate to talk to practitioners, the tour guides encourage them to break through their preconceived notions. Tourists from mainland China are usually impressed by the practitioners' display boards. Practitioners from Hualien, Taiwan, played traditional Tang-style drums and demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises at the local train station on October 21st. They also collected signatures on the petition in support of the lawsuits filed by practitioners around the world against the former head of the party in China.
Australia. Falun Gong shines in Christmas parades. Falun Gong practitioners recently participated in Christmas parades in Port Adelaide on November 17th and in Norwood on November 22nd. Their entries received great reviews from both hosts and spectators. This is the 14th year that practitioners have been invited to the parade in Port Adelaide. Blue banners preceded the procession, followed by a float colorfully decorated with lotus flowers and clouds. Celestial maiden dancers and children on the float demonstrated the sitting meditation exercise. Practitioners in yellow outfits followed the float and greeted spectators. The Falun Gong group was warmly applauded as spectators waved at them and took photos. Many were drawn to the practitioners' float and their traditional costumes. Several young Chinese smiled at the practitioners and said, "Falun Dafa is good." Mr. and Mrs. Wang brought their baby to the parade. They said that they respected the practitioners' freedom of belief and agreed with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Mr. and Mrs. Zhao came from Inner Mongolia to see their grandchild. They were happy to see the practitioners in public. Mr. Zhao said, "One can't see this in China because of the persecution." J. Carl Evans, Liberal candidate for the upcoming federal election, posed for a photo with practitioners. He shared it on his Facebook page and said, "Thank you, Falun Gong in Adelaide and SA, for sending me this picture from the Port Adelaide Christmas pageant on Saturday. I enjoyed hearing about truthfulness, compassion, and self-control. All good qualities for a person aspiring to represent their community. I look forward to coming to your classes and workshops in the future." Tran brought her son, daughter-in-law, and granddaughter to the parade. She said that her health deteriorated after her mother passed away, but her outlook on life changed after she read Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong, and her health improved. She expressed her gratitude and said, "I came to the parade so that I could let more people know about Falun Dafa."
A Call to Conscience: How a Beijing Transplant Doctor's Visit to Israel Was Canceled. Earlier this month, a Beijing doctor was disinvited from the Israel-China High-Tech Investments Summit following complaints about his suspected participation in forced organ harvesting from Chinese prisoners of conscience. Dong Jiahong, a well-known liver transplant specialist and professor at a leading medical school in Beijing, had been invited as part of a large delegation to be a guest of honor at the Israel-China High-Tech Investment Summit, a conference held for the seventh consecutive year at a hotel in Haifa. Dong is reportedly one of the top physicians involved in China's thriving organ transplantation industry, in which prisoners of conscience are killed to supply organs for transplants. His name appears in a number of reports by David Mattis, David Kilgore, and Ethan Gutman, who have investigated these state-sanctioned crimes for 14 years. The director of the Falun Dafa Information Center in Israel took action upon hearing of Dong's visit. He said, "I immediately wrote a letter to Professor Jacob J. Levy, director of the Heart Transplantation Unit at the Sheba Medical Center." Once Professor Levy learned of Dong's arrival, he published a post on his Facebook page, which read, "I naively thought that I succeeded, through the Israeli organ transplants law, to completely sever any connection between Israel and China in the field of organ transplantations. I was shocked this week to discover that the city of Haifa will host the Israel-China High-Tech Investment Summit at the end of the month, with the participation of Professor Dong Jiahong, who undoubtedly has blood on his hands. Professor Jiahong is an expert in liver transplants from Beijing and has been involved for over 20 years in liver transplants in hundreds of patients. The livers were taken from death row prisoners and prisoners of conscience, including Falun Gong practitioners, Uyghurs, Tibetans, and house Christians. These prisoners were executed on demand by the doctors for their organs and sold to the highest bidder." The post quickly spread and led to a wave of public criticism toward the organizers of the conference. After some time, one of the organizers announced that the upcoming visit of the Chinese delegation had been canceled. Nevertheless, Dong's name still appeared in the program of the conference and advertising materials. In addition, he plays a large role in integrating high technology with medicine in China. Because of the continued cooperation between Israel and China in this field, it is possible that Israeli medical technology will still be used to enable the state-sanctioned organ transplant crimes in China.
Ecuador. Learning about Falun Gong at the International Book Fair, practitioners participated in the 11th International Book Fair on November 9th through the 18th, 2018. Many visitors stopped at the Falun Gong booth and learned the exercises. On the third day of the fair, a staff member from the host company came to the booth and said he was curious to learn more about Falun Gong. The practitioners demonstrated the exercises, and he participated and learned all five sets. Afterward, he said, "I feel very relaxed after practicing the exercises. The pressure I felt has disappeared. I wish to continue practicing Falun Gong." A relative of the Ecuadorian consul in China came to the booth to learn more about Falun Gong. A practitioner told him that they were about to demonstrate the exercises and suggested that he try doing them. After he finished the first exercise, he excitedly told the practitioner, "The pain in my spine has disappeared. It feels like my spine has been straightened. It's great. I wish to keep practicing and learn more about Falun Gong." A young man from Venezuela visited the booth. When the practitioners began to demonstrate the exercises, he joined them and learned all five sets. Afterward, he told the practitioners, "I could feel that there was energy in the Falun Gong booth, so I came here." Many visitors browsed through the main books, Juan Falun and Falun Gong, and some bought the books. Two young men told a practitioner that they knew about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, and they wished the practitioners good luck. Two correspondents from the Department of Journalism at the International University of Ecuador interviewed practitioners during the book fair. They also learned the exercises. The weekend following the book fair, many people went to Carolina Park in the capital city, Quito, and joined the practitioners in doing the five sets of exercises. They said that they would continue coming to the group practice site.
Malaysia, public supportive of Falun Gong at community event. Falun Gong practitioners participated in a community event in Taiping, Malaysia, on November 17, 2018. They introduced the practice and told visitors about the Chinese Communist Party's persecution, especially the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from practitioners. Rifa, a medical staffer at the health check booth, went to the Falun Gong booth and signed the petition condemning the persecution after she and her colleague read the informational flyers. Rifa said, The CCP is against humanity. Another medical staffer was appalled to learn of the CCP's live organ harvesting. He signed the petition and asked his colleagues to also sign it. He said to a practitioner, "We support your efforts to stop this evil." Nurul, a 33-year-old housewife, was shocked to hear about the crime of live organ harvesting. She said she could not imagine that such a thing was happening and condemned the CCP. After 23-year-old Naziha learned about the CCP's brutality, she said it was hard to think that such cruelty existed in the world. She took the informational flyers about Falun Gong and signed the petition. Local resident Nazaruddin also signed the petition. He said, regarding the CCP's live organ harvesting, "This is too cruel and must be stopped." Linny, a librarian, signed the petition after learning about the persecution. She took several kinds of Falun Gong informational materials and said that she planned to place them in the school library. She wanted people to read them and learn about the persecution. Her daughter said she did not know that such brutality existed. A student and her friend passed by the Falun Gong booth and signed the petition. The student said, "The CCP is brutal. We must do something to help Falun Gong practitioners. I hope that everyone signs the petition." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.